DJ Sticks, working the mix.
Now, one of my earliest impressions of Brazil was a movie I saw with my mother as a very young child, a movie called Black Orphans. And it was set in the favelas of Rio during Carnaval. And my mother loved that movie, with its singing and dancing against the backdrop of beautiful green hills. And it first premiered as a play right here in Teatro Municipal. That's my understanding. And my mother is gone now. But she would have never imagined that her son's first trip to Brazil would be as president of the United States. She would have never imagined that. But she would have never imagined that her son's first trip to Brazil would be as president of the United States. She would have never imagined that. Favelas of Rio during Carnaval. And my mother loved that movie, with its singing and dancing against the backdrop of the beautiful green hills. And it first premiered as a play right here in Teatro Municipal. And that's my understanding. And my mother is gone now. But she would have never imagined that her son's first trip to Brazil would be as president of the United States. She would have never imagined that.
Yes, we can. We'll be right back. Oh, and get in the way. Make some noise.
We'll be right back. establish are told by the people behind the Iron Curtain in the Communist Bloc, which reveal they've got a great sense of humor, but they've also got a race that destroyed their system. And this one has to do with the fact that in the Soviet Union, if you want to buy an automobile, there is a 10-year wait. And you go through quite a process when you're ready to buy, and then you put up the money in advance. There's a young fellow there that finally made it, and he was going through all the bureaus and agencies that he had to go through and signing all the papers, and finally got to that last agency where they put the stamp on it. The man then that had made the final stamp of the paper, taking the money, said, "All right, come back in 10 years and get to the car." He said, "Morning or afternoon." The fella said, "Well, 10 years from now, what difference does it make?" Quite a process when you're ready to buy.